Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You might think of pot legalization as a liberal cause, but news analyst Joni Balter tells us the counterculture's favorite herb is not exactly eco-friendly.
Yes, indeed. Indoor pot farms are energy guzzlers. In an off-sited report called Energy Up in Smoke, this California scientist went into pretty big detail about how much energy some of these pot farms, especially the indoor ones, use. We're talking about lighting levels that match hospital operating rooms. So that's 500 times greater than you and I need for reading. And so it's not just lighting, you know, turning night into day. It's for dehumidifying, drying, heating, all kinds of energy use there.
I never really thought about that. That's indoor growing. How much indoor versus outdoor happens in Washington State?
Well, because of our history here and because pot growing was illegal, much of the growing here has been and probably will be now that it is legal indoors. And the reasons for that are obvious. It was illegal.
It started out in the basement.
It started out in the basement and these sort of bunkers. And also, you know, of course, it rains so much. And so that led to us being called the land of the indoor sun.
Okay, so the state liquor board is creating its rules about pot wherever it's grown. What do they have to say about indoor versus outdoor?
Well, actually, originally, there wasn't going to be much outdoor or greenhouse. It was going to be largely concentrated indoor. But some of the energy work and some of the environmental review that occurred convinced them to allow outdoor. And remember, the federal government is watching this experiment in Washington and Colorado. And they were very worried about pot being stolen from an open field.
That's
and
right.
Transferred across state lines. You know, they also didn't want pot to get into the hands of minors. But in this regard, so what the liquor board did is they came up with some rules for security around each grow and for fencing and that kind of thing to protect it from being transferred. They also limited all growing to 30,000 square feet. And so if you think about it, they ended up favoring, I think this was inadvertent, but they ended up favoring indoor growing because indoor grows can get three or four crops a year, and the outdoors are limited just by Mother Nature to about one or two.
Well, can't we just make grow lights more energy efficient?
Possibly is the answer to that. In a recent series that I did for Bloomberg View on pot and this energy issue, some of the readers wrote in and said, "Oh, this is silly because LED lighting will save the day."
Right.
But the pot growers I talked to said that LED pot isn't very good. So this is So this is just kind of an open question. There's a debate about this.
There's a different high from LED pot?
Well, no, there's a different quality to the pot.
Well, how so?
This is between the LED community and the pot growers, and I wish I knew.
Okay. Is there also an eastern, western Washington component to this? You mentioned, the rain.
There is a little, because eventually it's my opinion that we're going to grow more of this outdoors in places like eastern Washington. But I have to say that outdoor farms are not benign either, especially when there's not a lot of regulation. So in California, and this was kind of shocking to me, they actually, some of the rogue growers have used rat poison, decon, to fend off wood rats in the woods.
Oh,
they have
yeah.
siphoned water out of salmon streams. They have bulldozed hillsides. But what folks are saying is that because our industry will be so regulated and the outdoor grows have to follow all the ag rules and all the water rules, that it won't end up like that, and they'll monitor the pesticides and make sure those are safe.
How will we settle this indoor-outdoor battle?
Well, for one thing, and this is very good, the liquor board seems open to change as time goes on. So the pot stores don't even open until late May or early June. So there's time for them to change this year, which I don't think they'll do, but there's an attitude there that they can change as time goes on. And I also bet you that the marketplace, the consumers, are going to settle this. Because, you know, you can imagine them saying, "Oh, sun-grown pot. I like the story of sun-grown pot. I like the idea of, you know," this is sort of like, you know, the wine industry, how people pick boutique wines or organic produce. So I think consumers will decide in the long run.
News analyst Joni Balter watching the story sprout for you. Joni, thank you.
And thank you.
19 minutes after 5 o'clock now on KUOW.